Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, as the snow and ice began to melt away on the Torino slopes, making the beginning of the end of the European winter, look back proudly on the athletes who represent Australia at the 32nd Winter World University Games. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Tamika Collins, Australian team head of delegation for the 2025 Winter World University Games. Online, Tamika, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations on the conclusion of the University, Winter World University Games. So tell us about your journey and the events that you ran in and performed in. And let's talk about
excellent.
The games.
Excellent. No, of course. No, thank you very much. And thanks for having me on to chat about the games. So, yeah, we've just come back from Torino in Italy after the World Winter University Games. So we had a group or a team of 20 student athletes from across Australia over in Torino with us competing. So really, a huge event for the athletes. For some of them, it's some of the highest level of competition that they'll compete in. And for others, it's a really important step in the pathway for them as they continue their representative sport sort of journey. Mm. A fantastic event. So held or organised by the International Federation for University Sport, FISU. Mm. The event happens every 2 years and sort of changes hosting locations like a winter or summer Olympic Games would as well. This year back in Torino in Italy, which is one of the first venues that ever hosted a World University Games. So, yeah, the teams, the athletes worked incredibly hard throughout, numerous years to put themselves in a position to be selected for the event before heading over in early January.
And so every 2 years this happens, Tamika?
Yes, it does. So, yeah, we've had the event this year in 2025 in Torino, and the previous iteration of the event was in Lake Placid 2 years ago, and we're just waiting to find out where the next event will be in 2027.
Has Australia ever held it?
Not that I'm aware of, no. So certainly not the winter version of the event, at least.
for sure. Tell us about some of the events that you partake in.
Yeah, of course. So we had athletes competing across six disciplines over the week. So that included some of our cross-country skiers and biathletes. We had our snowboard cross competitors, alpine snowboarders, our alpine skiers and speed skaters. So a real mix of athletes, as well as a couple of freestyle skiers and the moguls and ski across. So really diverse group of student athletes competing. Heaps of variety in the events they were in, which was fantastic to see and really good to see representation of Australia in so many of those events.
So when you look at it, this is a great platform because we're talking about uni students who are studying, creating a career pathway.
Absolutely.
But they're very talented uni students across this country, and here's an opportunity for them to perform at the physical sense as well.
Absolutely. And so for so many of these students, they've been either studying full or part-time for, 1, 2 or 3 years, so working through their degree with support of their universities, so managing their load as they go through their studies. And so there's degrees from economics to, we had economics, science, sport and exercise science, so a range of degrees that the students are balancing. So a lot of them have a full-time training load for their sport.
Yes.
So they work really closely with their universities to kind of manage the course load as well as the training load. So it is a really good opportunity for them to kind of stretch themselves across the two aspects. So that sport and physical pathway that you mentioned, but also that academic pathway, and really setting themselves up for, acquiring really great skills outside of the classroom that they come through with sport.
Well, fantastic. Well, a big shout-out to the Deadly team. And done, dusted, fantastic. Can you say dust in winter? I don't know, but there it is. But congratulations, Tamika. And What happens now? Everyone goes back to studies.
That's it. Everyone goes back to studies, so they're all back on the books, and a few of them have stayed over in Europe in various parts to compete in sort of the rest of the what's left of the European season. So some are off on World Cup stops, on Junior World Cups, and just sort of seeing out the rest of the season over there. So never end for them. They're a very, very hard-working bunch of student athletes. So yes, if it's not back to the books straight away, it's back out onto the slopes or onto the ice just to finish off the rest of the season.
Well, go to the green and gold. Thank you very much, Tamika. All the best, sister. And we'll talk soon, eh?
We will. Thanks so much, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Tamika Collins, her name is, Australian team head of delegation for the 2025 Winter World University Games. Concluded in Torino. And look, fantastic. Every 2 years it happens. And like I said, see if it happens in Australia. But it's got to be cold, it's got to be snow, and not a lot of snow in this country. But yeah, food for thought. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly.
National Talk Black.
In the land of the indigenous, we are fighting for our rights. In the land of the indigenous, we got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of indigenous.
National Talk Black.
Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn Up is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. Come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So do have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right. Now, this February is a Red Feb, Heart Research, Australia's Heart Awareness Month, dedicated to raising awareness about heart disease and encouraging Australians to wear red and donate to fund vital research. Millions of Australians are at risk of heart disease, but fewer realise that keeping their heart healthy can also help protect their brain, memory and cognitive function. Reducing the risk of conditions like dementia as they age, with cardiovascular disease affecting more than 4 million Australians and remaining the leading cause of death. It's not just your heart at stake, your brain health depends on it too. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn with Nikki Dent, a CEO of Health Research Australia, and we have Nikki on the line. Nikki, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Nikki? Where are you?
I'm just between Sydney and Wollongong, halfway
Beautiful, beautiful. Nice country. We're up here in soggy North Queensland at the moment. A lot of rain. Yes. I'll get the snorkel out of my mouth so you can understand what I'm saying. But look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Healthy heart, sharp mind, the link between heart health and aging well. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. That's, yeah.
Let's talk about Red Feb as well, an opportunity for people to donate and fund vital research.
Yeah, so Red Feb is dedicated to raising awareness about heart disease, and we are encouraging people to wear red and donate to help fund essential research. Millions of us are at risk of heart disease. And for this year's campaign, we're talking about the heart and brain connection, because few people realise that keeping your heart healthy can also protect your brain, your memory and your cognitive function, reducing the risk of conditions like dementia as we age.
Yeah, so there's a nice connection there between the heart and the brain, isn't there?
There is a very important connection there.
All right, so talk about ideas in regarding looking after your heart. What sort of things can we do to look after our hearts?
Look, the heart health and brain health are intimately connected. So the brain relies on a steady supply of blood in the heart. Mm. And conditions like high blood pressure and high cholesterol can disrupt blood flow. Mm-hmm. And that increases risk of conditions like stroke and cognitive decline, like dementia. So really what's good for your brain is also good for your heart. During Red Fair, well, throughout the year, we encourage people to take simple steps that benefit both your heart and your brain health. And we call that the 4 M's approach. And that stands for meals, movement, measurement, and mental wellness.
So the 4 M approach, yep.
Yeah, the 4 M's approach. Do you want me to take you through those?
Yeah. So we're talking meals, movement, measurement, and mental wellness, you were saying?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Take us through it, please.
So meals, high cholesterol levels can not only block the arteries of the heart, increasing the risk of heart disease, but also those leading to the brain, impairing blood flow, which is crucial for cognitive health. Mm. And recent Australian research has demonstrated that high cholesterol plays a key role in Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementia. So really avoid processed foods and keep your diet simple and fresh and healthy, and that can support heart and brain health. And the second M is movement. Mm-hmm. So as we age, incorporating functional strength training, focusing on balance and strength into our weekly routines, along with some aerobic exercise like walking, becomes essential as we age. And that combination of aerobic and resistance training can help lower blood pressure, increase good cholesterol, reduce bad cholesterol, and even promote neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to form new connections in the brain. And the third M is for measurement. So regular health checkups to monitor your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and blood sugar are crucial. So that's knowing your numbers, and that's key to preventing cardiovascular disease and helping protect cognitive functions. So we do recommend people taking control of their health by regularly scheduling in those vital checkups to ensure that you stay heart and brain healthy. And the last M is for mental wellness. High blood pressure and high cholesterol often go unnoticed in daily life, but they can significantly harm both your heart and your brain, and that impacts cognition and memory. Mm-hmm. So beyond knowing your numbers and managing those risk factors, incorporate regular mindfulness in your day. If you can meditate, that's fantastic, but it can also be as simple as having a mindful cup of tea or a coffee or taking a break outside, maybe with your umbrella where you are at the moment.
Resting your brain, so to speak, so not thinking of the bills, so to speak, or the job or the broken car. Go and have a cup of tea, go sit in the garden, do something that you feel good with doing.
That's right.
That's a massage of the brain, you could say.
Yeah, so it kind of allows the brain to have a rest and just process all the things that you've been doing. Just having a mindful break, you know, gives your brain a break. So it's really good for you.
So they're the 4 M's. Lovely 4 M approach. I love that. Thank you very much for sharing. And where do people donate, please, Nikki?
So if you want more information, you can go to our website at heartresearch.com.au, and that gives you the 4 M's approach. And
lovely.
We've got a video this year from different health professionals giving expert advice on the risk factors, optimising your diet and exercise regime, and also reducing stress.
Mm.
But that's also where to go to sign up to donate or, do a fundraising activity during the month of February.
Yes.
Supporting Red Feb, so to fund the next era of vital research. So be wonderful if you could take part.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Nikki. All the best to you and your team. And we'll talk soon, my dear. Have a great day, eh?
Lovely. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deli Yan there. Nikki Dent, her name is, CEO of Heart Research Australia. Yeah, if you want to support the heart research, go to their webpage, all the www.heartresearch.com.au. And you can also see the 4M approach there regarding looking after your heart and looking after your brain as well. There is a connection there. And she did mention the 4 M's, meals, movement, measurement, and mental wellness. So there it is, too deadly. Have you seen Yan Up Strong here on National Talk Black?
We do me, we do me, we do me. pote, 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 pote. Ho! Pote, 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 ho, hey. Tu gama, tribal warrior. Tu gama, maluki we warrior. Tu gama, maluki we tribal.
During the wet season, conditions can change quickly. Make a plan now to stay safe on country. If you can, stock up on essentials so you can stay home in bad weather. If you need to be on the road, take food, water and medicine and let someone know where you're going. Listen out for warnings and be prepared to wait it out in a safe place. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Search flooded, forget it for more information. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten. To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
If you love me, if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Don't gotta hurry now. Bring a jersey.
But I ain't really know, so if you love me, let me know. Calling my phone, calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know? He wanna know. Yeah, well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low, keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts, stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. But I can never trust a soul, baby, I'm by my business. I ain't playing games, really out here chasing these millions. With no makeup, still the baddest, slip in the building. He know I'm the realest, think he catching feelings. But I gotta do me, cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. But tell them where was your support when I came out from the pavement. If you love me, let me know. 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 Cause you got me in the zone. But I ain't really new. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone, calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know? He wanna know. Yeah, well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low. Keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts, stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
National Talk Black.
I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from our First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country as BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Ready Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Communicate that way, and or otherwise call us and yarn up strong. So next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, and that's out of Brisbane and Edmonton. They give us a box of food here, Bummer Brisbane Media, and a healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we'd like to deliver. Chew on a banana or apple rather than a Mars bar or Kit Kat. There it is. All about choices, isn't it? So with us, we have PO Stephen Grant. You've got a bodyguard with him, Brother Aaron Thomas, Cultural Capability Manager. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Trevor, good morning.
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 Brother. Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having us today. Appreciate
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Yep, great. Thank you for coming along. Steve, start with you. Who your mob were you from, brother?
Yes, Trev, proud Jitterbug boy from the Tully Mission Beach rainforest areas. Probably the
Gumboot area.
Gumboot area, currently, or Babinda.
Yes.
But I was speaking to this, you know, the other day, last Tuesday, you know, 525 millimetres in Mission Beach in 3 hours is just...
A lot of water.
A lot of water. Yeah,
so... And look, thought and prayers are going in, mob down in Townsville, especially Ingham, and yep. What's happening down there. Here we are, 21st century, but if Mother Nature wants to slap us, she'll slap us. Mm. So need to be, if it's flooded, forget it. Yeah, need to be safe. Focus on what we're doing and keeping everybody safe in that regard.
Correct.
Over to Aaron. Aaron, who your mob? Where are you from, brother?
Yeah, mate. I'm proud Dugalbarra Yidinji man. So our mob's from the Atherton Tableland, so yes. Top of the range there, top of the gillies. Lovely Lake Barreen and across the beautiful township of Yungaburra. So, all my mobs from up there, but I'm born and raised in Gordonvale at the base of the pyramid and home of the mighty southern suburbs Cockatoos.
Cockatoos, yes, there it is. All right, brother, represent. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your mob. So the hat you wear, you're a cultural capability manager.
Yeah, Trevor, I've come back on recently back with the Queensland Police into their First Nations division. I was lucky enough to get a position leading the team of the strategy and recruitment arm with the police. So I guess our endeavour is to get out there and try and encourage or just give options to our mob who may be looking for a career with the Queensland Police, as mainstream police officers or PLOs. And
Either way,
we can get more mob into these positions.
Men
and women, definitely, yeah. I think it'll be... better for the service, the more mob we can get into these jobs.
So you said you come back. So you was a police officer before for this role. How long were you a police officer and what role were you doing? And now you're back. Change of role.
I resigned from the police early in January 23, but I was a sworn police officer for just going on 17 years. Mm. All my service was up here in Cairns. I did a few years in Townsville, but I guess the last 12 of my... 12 years of my career, I was a detective in the Cairns Child Protection Investigation Unit. So, looking after our young ones. And from there, obviously, I did a bit of a career change and did 12 months over at DATSIP recently before this opportunity arose. And, it's a bit of a passion project for me and coming back to the QPS and in a division that's, out there looking after our mob. And
and this is a new role, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. It was only came about this year. So the team itself has been around for a little while. Stephen, who I work with up here in Cairns.
Yeah. You're part of that crew area, that crew?
Correct.
Yep, so you work under Aaron then?
Correct.
Yep, so tell us your job and what it entails as a PLO.
So like I said in the past, in the role for the last 20 years.
Yes,
coming on.
PLO, yes.
Joined the First Nations Division crew in October last year, and been out to a number of events with your crew as we network together.
Exactly.
Recruiting First Nations people with the pathway into policing for First Nations and Torres Strait Islander people, and like Aaron just said, they're PLOs and also PSO with the under the wings of the Queensland Police Service.
Acronym, PSO?
Protective Services Officer.
Okay, lovely.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
And do we go approach and talk to grade 12 students at high schools? Is that where it stems from that? Or?
Yeah, Trev, yep. So probably what we're aiming to do this year is probably think outside the box a little. I don't know if the police have always been on the front foot with approaching schools. I think it's been more of a come and see us approach, but we've collaborated with the Clontarf Academy, and they've welcomed us on board to get into these schools and talk to these young men and obviously these young women that, you know, they've done all the hard work to get to grade 12. And like I said, it's just about giving them options now. It's like, here's a way to get back, give back to community, give back to where they're from and make a difference, I guess.
And become leadership in their community, leadership roles in their community, you know. And look, it's a career pathway. I mean, he says 17 years, 20-odd years, you know. So you can really turn the JOB into a career pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's about getting that message out there that there's so many different, as Steve's just alluded to, there's mainstream police officers, there's PLOs, there's protective service officers. But within the police service itself, there's so many different divisions that you can branch out to and, you know, forge a very well, well-paid career as well. So.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Can they start as a PLO and then become a police officer? Or the other way around, you can move around, can't
you? Vice versa. You can do either vice versa. You can. The good thing about the PLO structure is also that you can transfer anywhere in the state if there's a vacancy comes up. So if there's one here that wants to maybe do a swap from community to Cairns, that's also on the thing. And the service pays for everything, all your transfer materials, all your goods, they pay for everything.
Okay, fantastic. So, look, a great opportunity and with that. We're talking about different roles, different jobs, so you pick up some good skills as well you can carry with you when you leave the force.
Yeah, Trevor, that's absolutely correct. I found that myself with transitioning out from that role of a police officer, that you've got those transferable skills wherever you may go after that, and I think other industries look favourably upon the work that you've done. You've obviously built resilience, time management, all those key skills that can follow you for the rest of your life, kind of thing.
Yes, and I see this as a beautiful vehicle in regarding building bridges, stamping out racism. You know, when you talk about non-Indigenous police officers and community engagement, so to speak, if you've got a PLO or if you've got an Indigenous police officer, there's a bridge builder, a connection, I would think. Yeah,
and I think that's with the division being born, I guess that's what we're all about. We're about building cultural safety for our mob, crucial capability, trust, transparency, and strengthen relationships, you know, with current police officers. I've always had the notion that, you know, black fellas make the best police officers. We know everyone, and we're probably the biggest Dorises going around.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And then the way of engagement, you know.
Yeah.
And when you say, well, you can't be black on black. And when you have that communication, then there's a conversation of talking to and not talking at a person, you know what I mean? That sort of mentality, skills.
Just like yesterday, Trevor, I was just involved with the capabilities training here in Cairns.
Yeah.
With 8 state officers. In attendance, and our presenters were First Nations people.
Sure.
Talking about the capabilities training across the across what they get involved with, and it's a good tool.
Yes.
Thanks to our very good friend there in Brisbane, Bianca Fuquandi.
Big
shout out. The backbone of this this project that took over 18 months to 2 years to build.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, those guys. 8 officers yesterday, they were pretty, you know, this should be done across the state. Now, you've explained that.
Well, I would say across the country.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If we're talking about closing gaps,
correct.
We're talking about building bridges, if we're talking about communicating with all peoples, and then you look at the rate of incarceration for black people, it takes a community to bring those numbers down.
Sure.
That's black and white, you know? And when we talk about young youth and what have you, it takes a community to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all in this together, are we not, gentlemen?
Correct.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest hurdles or barriers that we may face is obviously things that have happened in the past and getting... But it's all about now encouraging, these young men, these young women to step up and play a part in community and be those leaders that others can aspire to look up to.
And then to go to the dark side of it, I mean, 500 black deaths in custody. I mean, you got to look at a situation like that. I mean, this should not be happening. That's 500 too many, we would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And so I think it's a great platform, great opportunity. And also for our young ones out there, look at Queensland Police as a career pathway.
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic. So there it is. So you're based here, Aaron?
Yeah, so Stephen and I are based here. There's just the two of us at the moment in our office up here in Cairns, and we've got three other staff in Brisbane. So it's just a small team of five at the moment covering a large state, obviously.
Big footprint.
But, yeah, this year we're hoping to get out and about, engage as much as we can with community.
Are you recruiting in your area as well?
Yeah, so we'll probably look after the Cape, Torres, and maybe even down to Mackay and split the state up like that, and the other guys in Brizzy can do the southeast corner and everywhere in between. So,
yep, sure.
Like we said, it's a large state with a lot of opportunities out there for us.
Fantastic. Yeah,
big shout out to the team there, Uncle Adrian, Lenny, and Timmy.
Yes.
We look forward to catching up with you on next Monday or Tuesday morning for our briefing here in Cairns.
Beautiful. All right. Aaron, good to see you again, brother. Steve, thank you for being you. Good yarn.
Yep. Just a little shout out there. I'd like to point out Acting Senior Sergeant Renee Bond, who's coordinating the PLO conference here in Townsville for 2025. It's a state...
In Townsville?
Correct. She's doing a lot of hard work into the logistics of the whole project.
Good.
And hopefully
that's an annual event?
Correct.
Will you guys be attending?
Probably. It's a PLO conference. Obviously, we'll get guest speakers to come in.
Sure.
And
when's this happening?
This is happening in this year, June.
Mm-hmm. June, okay.
9th to the 11th.
Well, the bridge north of Townsville should be fixed by then, hopefully. Yeah, otherwise take your snorkel gear and your dinghy otherwise. And look, big shout out
to the she's doing a tough project there. I look forward to catching up with her. Hopefully she might come to Cairns and get on air when she's in town.
Lovely.
Thank you.
All the best, gentlemen. We'll talk soon, eh? Yeah, and big shout out to Senior Sergeant Linda Dely.
Correct. Right. Thank you.
Take care, boys.
Thank you, Trevor.
Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, and that's Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant and his bodyguard there, Aaron Thomas, Cultural Capability Manager. Look fantastic, a great platform. New to the job, Aaron, but 17 years as a police officer. Went for walkabout, come back, and now he's in this role. And that's PLO's boss there, Stephen Grant. That's why respecting the man. And by the end of Fiji. Your daily program, National Talk Black, yarn up strong, you mob.
Animal control car, red car, green car. lot, a lot. Animal control car, red car, green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck, out a lot. Animal control car, red car, green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck, out a lot. Animal control car. On Thursday Island, it's paradise to me.
Shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day, same bitch. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives
Matter. Baby, baby, baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typically complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. That's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby, baby, baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby. family.
Look. Your black life matters.
You're always speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay it?
I'm in my feelings. Am I miscommunicating? I hate this.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Talk about fights. Talk about things nobody does. Oh, let's talk about love. I need the late night conversations to our daylight complications. I need FaceTime, but it's not. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love.